98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. 98 FM's Worldwide Red.
Starting with a Strictly Roundup.
Yes, lots happened over the weekend. Nobody went home in Blackpool after Lavoie sadly revealed that she's had to withdraw from the competition due to her foot injury.
I'm devastated for her. I haven't been watching it closely, but I've been seeing bits online. I'd say she was in the running to win.
I definitely think she would have been in the final. Fans are now begging for an all-stars version of Strictly after some of the most famous finalists returned to the dance floor for a special group performance. So Ashley Roberts, Danny Mack, Leighton Williams and Jay McGuinness, Jay from The Wanted, yeah. They put on a spectacular performance of their most famous numbers with the pro dancers. Also, poor Tess had some issues with the auto cue.
Up next...
Yeah, it just, obviously there was nothing on the screen and it was just one of those moments, everyone around her was just smiling and hoping for the best. It happened to me before when I was reading the news on another station back in the day in a previous life. I just said...
What did you do?
I said, more in the next hour.
And that's why she's a professional.
The fear. Oh, I can just feel the sweat. Oh, it was so stressful. So listen, Tess, it happens to us all. Also, the BBC has confirmed details for Strictly Come Dancing's musical week, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's the quarterfinal and it's airing not this weekend, next weekend, the 6th and 7th of December. Mm-hmm. So Tom Fletcher from McFly.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to perform a song from the new musical version of Paddington.
Oh, no way. I didn't know he was involved in that.
With the bear himself.
No, Paddington's going to be on Strictly.
Paddington is going to be on Strictly. And then the following night, they're going to have a big dance with all the professional dancers with the cast of Chicago.
Oh, fab.
And the cast of Titanic.
Stop it.
Brent, this is
I went to see Titanic in London. It's so ridiculous.
Yes,
it's so funny.
You're going to get to see that again on Strictly in 2 weeks' time. Meanwhile, Scarlett Moffat is the first celebrity announced to take part in Strictly Come Dancing's Christmas special.
Jesus, they're flat out.
I know. So she's going to be dancing alongside pro dancer Vito Coppola. And also, I'd imagine that the lineup for Dancing with the Stars Ireland is going to be announced next week.
That'll start.
You might have seen it over the weekend. They announced the professional dancers who will be taking part this year. So we have Ariana Favaro, Leonardo Lini and James Cutler. They're taking to the dance floor for the first time and they are taking the place of exiting professional dancers Salome, Dennis and Simone.
I cannot believe Salome and Dennis are going. They're two of the most popular and well-known professionals.
Yeah, they are.
That's very surprising.
Next up, this group could be reuniting. Oh, not that group. Oh dear, I mixed up my clips to my test.
Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah.
Would any of them want to work with Nicole Scherzinger again?
It's reported that Pussycat Dolls are in talks about getting back together. They split in 2010.
Isn't Nicole talking to herself in the mirror?
No. You might remember that they did release a song in 2020 called React.
It's
one of mine
released.
And Brendan's favourite songs. If we're ever going on a night out or going to the Radio Wars or whatever, that is on the playlist.
It is the most underappreciated pop song of all time.
Brendan was getting really sleepy one night and I was trying to make him stay up a bit later. So I started playing Pussycat Dolls React in his ear. And it brought him
back to life.
He did. Anyway, according to The Sun, Kimberly Wyatt has told friends that they've worked on their issues and the Pussycat Dolls are now planning to reunite for a tour.
Mm.
Finally, this morning.
I said that's tentative.
Finally, this morning. Jedward, I've news about them. Yeah. Edward from Jedward is set to appear on Celebrity X on the Beach.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's that show now?
So it's when you go into a villa and then your ex comes out of the sea. And you all have to live in a house together. And then other people date your ex. I wouldn't be well. I'm telling you, I would be fumed.
I'm surprised because Jedward are kind of private. Like I wonder who's going to come out of the sea.
Yeah, who's going to come out of the sea?
Really get the land of
your
life.
Well, wait to hear this. So, Edward previously went alongside John on MTV's Single AF back in 2017. I never watched
these
that.
Programs.
But Edward dated a Swedish woman called Sabina.
Oh, right.
So maybe Sabina will come out of the sea.
Sabina?
Sabina.
Sorry, all I now picture is the old president's wife. This is the only Sabina I know.
You can check out all the latest entertainment stories.
Woman was a plot twist.
98FM.com.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
What's the new prize?
Something fabulous.
At a soundproof booth.
98FM.
Good morning and welcome to the catchiest game on the radio. It is Matchy Matchy. We play it at 10 past 8 every single morning on 98FM. It was won last week, so we're starting a brand new game this morning. And the most important bit of this is a brand new prize. Here's AI Rebecca and Brendan with the details.
Christmas party season is here.
And we want you to look your best with this Dyson hair wrap.
No.
Get style, get winning with Matchy Matchy.
Wow.
A Dyson hair wrap.
It's my most prized possession. They're so amazing. A Dyson Airwrap, the brand new prize on Matchy Matchy. And good morning to Tony in Balbriggan, who would like to win this Airwrap. Tony, how are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
We're good, thanks, Tony. Who are you? Where are you? And who are you with this morning?
I'm with a couple of lunatics here in the yard in Balbriggan.
A couple of lunatics. Tony, would you or the couple of lunatics be in, you know, in the market for a Dyson Airwrap? Have you the locks for it?
Well, I wouldn't anyway.
What about the others?
There's a couple of half ones here. So
oh, Cass. Oh. What a prize for you guys this morning. Have you had a thought about who you'd like to play with?
I'll play Rebecca.
Rebecca, she's off to
the soundproof
booth.
Very decisive.
Out you get. Good man, Tony. No messing around there. Enjoy the soundproof booth, huh? Brilliant. Tony, if you win now with the air wrap, would it be a re-gift, do you think?
We can find someone.
I'm sure you will. Okay, right, let's get down to business. Your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning is evil.
Knievel.
Evil Knievel. Your second word is blue.
What is it?
Blue. B-L-U-E. Blue.
Blue sky.
And your third word is cover.
Cover letter.
Cover letter. Okay, after evil, you said Knievel. After blue, you're going sky. And you're saying cover letter. Tony, are we locking those in?
I changed it to cover up.
Cover up. Locking them in?
Lock them in.
Here we go. Good man, Tony. Let's get Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth in a brand new game of Matchy Matchy. How are you? How was the soundproof booth?
Yeah, lovely, guys. A real Christmas tree in there.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I know.
So you can fit a lot in there, can't you?
Yes, you can.
Surprising.
Well, sure, it's had a renovation.
Your first... Sorry, I've thrown a pen at Rebecca.
Thank you.
Your first word is evil.
Evil?
Hmm.
I'm stuck between two. I'm going to say evil eye.
Your second word is blue.
Blue. Blue sky.
And your third word is cover.
Cover. Cover. Cover. Many options. Cover, cover, cover. Cover up. Ooh, these are hard.
Have you managed to matchy matchy with Tony and the Lunatics in Balbriggan this morning? Two out of three, though.
Really?
Yeah.
You're joking.
Yes, you both said Blue Sky and you both said Cover Up by the skin of your teeth.
I was going to say Cover Girl.
I thought you might say Cover Girl. Tony initially said Cover Letter but changed it at the last second.
Yeah.
Tony said Evil Knievel.
Oh, I was thinking Evil Genius.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Two out of three, Tony. That's impressive, but not enough to win yourself the air wrap, unfortunately. But we will send you a 90 FM goodie bag.
Lovely stuff. Thanks
for playing.
Thanks for playing.
Off to work now, Tony. Cheers.
There, guys.
Okay, I think this is probably one of the biggest prizes we've ever had in Matchy Matchy.
It's absolutely incredible. And as someone who is fond of a curly blow dry, the Dyson Airwrap, I'm telling you, the curls, fabulous.
A much sought after prize. If you would like to try and win it for yourself or someone else, we'd love you to play Matchy Matchy. WhatsApp Matchy and your name. 0877 989898.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.